This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
Reading this morning from Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 16. You ready for this? For I would have known you, brothers, that the gospel that was preached to me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people. So extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when he who had set me apart before I was born, and who called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me, in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone. In today's passage, the Apostle Paul describes the time he first met Jesus and how the revelation he experienced changed his life forever. He details the awful sins he was committing, persecuting the church and trying to destroy it. He used to think of these actions as good deeds done out of a passion for his Jewish religion and tradition, which interpreted the claims of Jesus' first followers as blasphemous. These Christians, as they came to be called, were claiming that Jesus was God's promised Messiah and God in the flesh. Paul had a supernatural encounter with the Lord Jesus as he was marching Christian prisoners to their death. Immediately, Paul became convinced that Jesus' followers were right all along. Jesus is the Son of God and deserves to be worshiped. It would be worth reading all of Acts chapter 9 to see how amazing Paul's testimony truly is. The Lord appeared to Paul, a man who murdered people in God's name, forgave Paul, called him to preach the gospel to the nations. God changed the world through the Apostle Paul. No person is ever too sinful that God can't save them. Consider those in your life who don't know the Lord. None of them are too sinful that the Lord can't save them. Remember, you were once far from God and in need of a Savior. God saved you from your sins, and He can save those around you. So whether it's a neighbor, a coworker, a student, or even your own child, never give up. Never stop praying. Jesus is able to transform them. In fact, why don't we pray for them now? Father, we come to you today, lifting up those who have not yet come to know you in ways that we have. And we pray that the same God who knocked on our door, the same God who was relentlessly on our trail, seeking to save us, the same God who transformed the Apostle Paul. So, Lord, we pray that for those in our lives whom we are desperate to see come to know you, we lift them before you again today, asking that your Holy Spirit would open their eyes spiritually, that they might have that same kind of transforming encounter with you that Paul had and that we had that changed our identity. We love them and we love you, and we lift them up to you again today, asking that you'd save them. Thank you for your grace towards us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.